know someone who's a bit self-obsessed, and in a world where it seems to be increasingly all about me, it seems narcissism is on the rise. But narcissism is actually a spectrum that ranges from healthy self-esteem at one end to narcissistic personality disorder on the other. People on the far end of that spectrum have an inflated self-importance and little or no ability to empathise with other people. It's the people on the extreme end of this spectrum who are the subject of a book by clinical psychologist and psychoanalyst Dr. Joseph Burgo, titled The Narcissist You Know. I asked Joseph why he felt compelled to tackle this subject.
You hear that word narcissist thrown around a lot these days. It seems like you can't read a paper or listen to the news without hearing it. And it seemed to me that the word was being trivialized and used to describe just about anybody who seems a little vain or self-impressed. These days it seems like it's kind of a multi-purpose put-down for people we don't like. So I wanted to rescue the word from being trivialized on the one hand, and also to show all the different ways that narcissism can appear in people's lives. They're not all the same. They're not just vain people. And even at the extreme end, the people I write about, they don't all look alike either.
Can you talk to us about what traits people might see in narcissists that they know?
The most obvious one is the one we all identify with narcissism, which is that inflated sense of self-importance. They are the people who are always proclaiming their specialness, who feel it necessary to tell everybody about their accomplishments, how much money they make, what a fabulous life they have. This is the foremost trait. The other things that you look for are this characteristic way of responding to criticism. When they feel that their self-image is being questioned, they experience it as an attack, and they will go on the attack. They usually will become indignant at being challenged. They will find a way to turn it around and blame someone else, often the person who's criticizing them for what's wrong, and to become kind of superior and contemptuous of anybody who questions their importance. So these three things, indignation, blame, and contempt, are the hallmarks of extreme narcissism.
It can get very toxic, can't it?
It can get very toxic, and it's often completely unexpected. There's a couple of case studies I give where people had close relationships with a narcissist in the beginning, and it seemed great because narcissists can be charming when they want to. Some of them can, and they will often go out of their way to make you like them so that they can get your admiration. They don't really care about you. And then the moment that you see cracks in the facade and start questioning it, they'll turn on you. And sometimes it's just a matter of they'll dump you. But sometimes they will make it their business to attack you and to make your life a misery.
What are the strategies that you recommend to cope with extreme narcissists?
The most consistent piece of advice I get is, whenever possible, get as far away as possible, as quickly as you can. It sounds like cowardly advice, but these people, they rarely change, and they're going to continue being a source of pain in your life. So if you can get away from them, you should. That doesn't always work. Sometimes they're members of your family. Sometimes they're people you work with, and you can't get away from them. So you have to bear in mind that for the extreme narcissist, the threat of shame or deflation is ever present. So you have to be careful not to do anything that's going to challenge their self-esteem. It might sound cowardly when I put it that way, but there's no percentage in challenging these people head-on. It just escalates the battle. They'll turn on you. So in less toxic cases, if you can kind of humor them. The other thing is to bear in mind that underneath these people are emotionally pretty undeveloped. They're kind of emotionally about the age of toddlers. So if you could think about them that way, that's useful. You need to set very careful limits to protect yourself, especially for people who have a narcissistic parent. Like, well, you know, I'll see you on Christmas and on these holidays. I'll talk to you for 15 minutes once a week or once a month. And if you start to abuse me, I will hang up on you. Bearing in mind that narcissists do not like limits. They hate limits, and the minute you set one for them, it makes them want to challenge them.